Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. There's new attention on the United States military presence in West Africa, and it's not the kind of attention the Pentagon wants. Military investigators are looking into the suspicious death of a Green Beret in Mali. On June 4th of this year, Staff Sergeant Logan Melgar was pronounced dead in what medical examiners ruled a homicide by asphyxiation. The Army didn't release a statement on his death at the time, but then in late October, the New York Times reported that two members of Navy SEAL Team 6 were being investigated for their role in Sergeant Melgar's death. Eric Schmidt is senior correspondent for the New York Times, and he broke the story on the investigation into Sergeant Melgar's death, and he joins me now. Eric, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Hi, Todd.
Eric, Staff Sergeant Melgar died this past June, as I said, and there were a lot of questions around his death. What do we know about how he died and who was there?
Well, almost immediately there were suspicions by Sergeant Melgar's superiors in Germany. The reason why was because the initial report that came from the two Navy SEALs who lived in the same housing that Sergeant Melgar did was that they were in a kind of rough housing, wrestling, if you will. And one of the SEALs had put a chokehold on Sergeant Melgar, who's a Green Beret, and obviously was. And these guys can get kind of aggressive, but they roughhouse around. But in this case, Melgar passes out, and to the horror of the SEALs, according to their initial reports, they tried to revive him, and when that didn't work, they rushed him to a clinic in the capital of Mali, in Bamako, where he was pronounced dead. Now, almost immediately, Melgar's superiors in Germany thought this was kind of fishy, this story. And as they looked into it more, what we've now learned is that there was an ongoing dispute between Melgar and these two Navy SEALs. And it may well have focused on Melgar stumbling across a money skimming scam that these two SEALs may be involved in. The Navy, we've learned, has been investigating these two guys for basically taking money from a fund that they used to pay informants in their counterterrorism work in this West African country. And investigators who are also obviously now looking at the homicide may well be looking at this as a possible motive for Sergeant Melgar's strangling death.
Eric Schmidt, let's take a step back from the death of Sergeant Melgar for just a moment. A lot of Americans might be surprised to hear that Navy SEALs and commandos are in Mali, in the capital of Bamako. What do we know about their mission there? What are they doing?
Sure. It's a relatively small presence the military, U.S. military has in Mali. About two dozen or so. Sergeant Melgar was part of a crisis action team, a very small team that reported to the embassy in Bamako, and basically was there to help assess the threats from various Islamic extremist groups, including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, posed to the embassy, and also help assess Malian forces that could be made into help forge them into counterterrorism forces. The SEAL Team 6 commandos, these guys were basically helping collect intelligence for French commandos operating in Mali to help them go after these targets. Interesting, this is all happening, of course, against the backdrop of another mission in West Africa, in Niger, which is right next to Mali. And this, of course, is where four American special forces were killed in an ambush in Niger just last month. The soldiers from that unit were also from the 3rd Special Forces Group, which is the same unit that Sergeant Melgar belonged to.
I think it's fair to say, Eric Schmidt, to the extent that the United States is operating in a place like Mali, even if the force is small, a case like this, a case like the death of Staff Sergeant Melgar, has brought a lot of unwanted glare to SEAL Team 6. They would rather operate in the shadows.
Obviously, yeah, and it's just an extraordinary circumstance, of course, when you have two highly trained elite members of this commando force, SEAL Team 6, that are essentially under investigation for the death of yet another U.S. Special Operations Force, a Green Beret in this case. Quite tragic, obviously, but raising all sorts of questions about what their missions were, what kind of oversight they had, both from their military chain of command as well as the U.S. Embassy in Mali.
Eric Schmidt, senior correspondent for the New York Times. Thanks again, Eric.
Thank you.